Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And now we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Okay, are you, is anyone in the household, a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be, I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote,
I'm
not very likely to
vote.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55?
36 to 56? 45.
Okay, thank you. Okay, ma'am, and generally speaking, would you say the things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Right direction. Okay. All right, ma'am, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it, okay? The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage. On the ballot, in the ballot reads, okay, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil, 65 cents for $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise. Okay. Would that be yes in yes in favor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting on in favor?
Definitely voting.
Okay. All right. Since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, okay, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use.
It would be
paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against?
I would vote yes.
Okay, and that would be definitely
yes. Definitely, okay. Yes.
All right, ma'am. Okay, thank you. Okay, now if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'd vote yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, as mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year, over 10 years, to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost, the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one says, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million, dollars per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. And the other one say, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain
existing
trails.
I'd go with more money.
Okay, more money, all right? So more money, okay. All right, ma'am, from the following list, okay, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family? Would that be making housing more affordable, improving public education and local schools, improving local roads and infrastructure, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, or holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending?
I'll take protecting water and water supply.
Okay. Thank you. All right, man. You will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that may be, you know, that you may be familiar with. Okay, please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, let me know and I'll move to the next one. Okay, the first one would be Traverse Area Recreational and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails.
Favorable.
Very favorable.
Very favorable.
Very or just. Okay. Sorry. How about Grand Traverse County government?
I'm not as familiar with that.
Okay, so be no opinion or never heard
no
of
it? No opinion. I'll go with no opinion.
Okay. What about your city or township government?
I'll have no opinion.
Okay, no opinion. All right, thank you. All right, Madeline, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
About right, okay. Okay, if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board, you know, of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and to plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Would that be definitely trust, probably trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
Probably do not trust.
Probably do not trust, okay. All right, these are the number of there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. Okay, the first one would be to promote health and wellness. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove,
strongly disapprove.
Okay, well, to promote recreational opportunities.
Strongly approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly approve.
To promote local economic development.
Approve.
Okay. To plan and construct new trails.
Strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Strongly approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Strongly approve.
To provide trails for hiking, walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
And to maintain existing trails.
Strongly approve.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, now if forced to choose, okay, which of the following is more important to you? The first one says ensuring that the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County.
Cool. I think it's... ensuring that the current system is maintained.
The first one, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and to plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if it will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If it makes no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay. The first one will be the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less.
Much more likely.
Much. Okay. There will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
More likely.
Okay. A citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides, you know, the county commission in their decision making and ensures that funds are administered for their intended purpose.
Neutral on this one.
Okay, no difference, right?
No difference.
Okay. All right, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, you know, which will be reported to the public. Okay, much more. Okay. All right, thank you, ma'am.
More likely.
All right, ma'am, now Now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal, okay, to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat not, you know, not too convincing or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it is, it will make no difference to you in one way or the other, okay? Here's the first one. $7.58, you know, per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Very convincing, somewhat convincing. Okay. In today's digital age, you know, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have... Okay, very convincing. Okay. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trails Network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, you know, jog and cycle without any concerns about a motor vehicle
nearby. Not that
nearby.
Convincing.
Okay, not too convincing?
Not
okay.
too convincing.
Okay, Grand Traverse County Trails Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a, you know, and dedicate public funding source to improve the existing trail. Okay, very convincing. Okay, and these trails are already generate millions of dollars for the Grand Traverse County. Each year, you know, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses.
I find that the most convincing. This is the most convincing of any other ones. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are the two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
How do I feel about that statement?
I'm very convincing. Somewhat
convincing.
Somewhat convincing, okay. All right, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be maintained free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
Okay. And the other one, so the proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Okay, and the last one, say this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and the future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right. All right, now taking into account everything you just heard, okay, you will now be asked again about the proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election for, you know, were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote in favor.
Okay, in favor. All right, thank you. And would that be definitely vote yes or
definitely.
Probably?
Definitely, yes.
Definitely. All right. All right, ma'am, really thank you for your time. Okay, we almost finished with this survey. I only have the statements that are against this proposal, and we should almost pretty much be done with it, okay? Really thank you for your time. Okay, now you'll be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote no against this proposal, okay? If each may make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one says, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayer foot the bill. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference, in your opinion?
Okay.
What was that?
not convincing.
Not,
and are
okay,
you
not
asking
too,
about
or,
like, if, is it for me personally, or do I think people will respond to that?
No, well, this is for you. I mean, after listening
to
all that,
this is
okay.
Yeah, 0% convincing.
Okay. All right. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, you know, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Very convincing, somewhat. Not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, yeah, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, this proposal will give millions of more tax dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. Okay, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropists should, you know, be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Very convincing, somewhat.
Not too convincing.
Okay, not too convincing. All right, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and the skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, and the last one says this proposal will raise taxes on middle class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And then one final time, taking into account, you know, everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would definitely vote yes in favor.
Yes. Okay. All right. And that would be definitely, right?
Definite.
All right, ma'am. Now you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words, okay? If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would it be?
That we wouldn't have the plans in place to move it forward when we had the money available.
Okay, that wouldn't have the money to move forward, right?
No. If we had the money, so if we were to fund this, but the city didn't have the plans in place to be able to execute and spend the money in a timely manner.
Okay. Okay, only if the city didn't have the plans, right?
That's right.
Okay. Not have the plans ready. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and before we finish, okay, you will be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November, okay? The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewable, and the ballot reads, okay, shall the county Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair, and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or
vote
no
yes.
against this?
I'd vote in favor of it.
Would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And I'm going to read you. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Okay. Regardless of how you may feel today, For whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was that Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate,
Biden.
Or Donald Trump, the Republican? Okay,
Biden.
Biden. Okay, and with which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, or Democrat? Okay. All right, Mammy, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or just somewhat?
Very liberal.
Very liberal, okay. And what is the last grade or formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, right, okay. All right, Mammy, do you own or rent your home that you are currently living in?
I own my home.
Own, okay. And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your house?
I have one.
Okay, yes. Okay, ma'am, and what is your main racial background? Would that be white or Caucasian, African-American,
yep, white.
Black, Hispanic, white, okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your help, okay, with this survey. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
All right. Yep, thank you.